Compete Radio. You push me, mold me. All I want is every get me on my knees. I'm falling, falling, aching, breaking. I can't even breathe. You need me, tease me, never seem to please me. I'm about to scream. I can't even breathe. You can't control me.
Hey, thanks so much and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Josh Fourier. On the line with me, a very, very famous guy. You might not know the name, but you will know who this is. Eyal Feldman. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did, sir.
Perfect. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Well, gay men, how would we know you?
You would know me from this fact. About 8 years ago, I started a company called Boy Butter Personal Lubricants.
Yes.
And it's a personal lubricant in a very stereotypical butter tub and like squeeze bottle. I actually present adult products almost as food products, but they're still, you know, adult sex lubricants.
Now, in addition to boy butter, you're also an athlete. I would like to get into that just a little later in the show. I want to go back to the boy butter because one of the few products, you know, you go to the grocery store, you see the typical lubricants in the grocery store aisle. You think that's all that's out there. And basically because of the packaging, boy butter happened to be one of the only, more top-of-the-line lubricants that I've tried. What was it about the concept of packaging and the name for this product?
Okay, that's a good question. I came up with the name first in conversation with my other gay friends, Boy Butter, as a euphemism for... how shall I say this? Basically.
Oh, okay.
the heterosexual equivalent is euphemistically called baby batter.
Yes.
Since with gay men, babies aren't involved, I guess the more gay term would be called boy butter. And we would say that and giggle and stuff and jokingly as men do. And I thought, just in my mind, what a great name that would be for a personal lubricant. And over the course of a year, I developed that further and just woke up one day with the image of a butter tub. And I would present an adult product and just remove the stigma and shame and embarrassment and basically take the sex out of it, not even mention sex,
yeah,
and just present it as a food product. So it's more tongue-in-cheek humor and novelty, but it's equally as good of a product as it is attractive.
Now, how many people have written to you or called you or your manufacturer and said, hey, we thought this was butter?
Well, I am the manufacturer, and there's a lot of people who just make... Mostly, they get it. There's not people who don't get the joke, but they always make, like, kind of cute jokes that they think I've never heard before, like, oh, is this good on toast?
Yeah,
and then I would reply, as I have 1,000 times before, oh, no, it's better on warm buns.
Yeah. That's perfect. I love it.
And I would say it 1,000 times as if it was the first time I ever said it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, hey,
funny.
That's the first time they've heard you say it, so... Sure, it made a lasting impression.
Yeah, it was the first time for me, too.
Yeah, so let's talk about... I just lost it here. Let me bring it back. Boy Butter, let's talk about where we can buy this stuff. If you don't know about it, I'll say I don't like to go into very much detail on my personal life, but in this particular situation, and with the creator of Boy Butter on the phone... Mr. Feldman, I would like to say I completely endorse your product, and it has made my life much better. So thank you.
Well, Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it really has. I have never been able to find anything that can compare to it. For being a gay male, it's hard because you get those other lubricants and it's just not comfortable. And the thing about anything intimate is it is supposed to be comfortable and pleasurable, and you have definitely created that in a tub of butter.
Well, you know, the reason you say that, the discomfort with a lot of lubricants is either some don't last long enough.
Yep.
And some last too long and stain sheets and ruin a lot of things that you'd rather not have stained or ruined.
I know, my couch last night.
My products, you know, the biggest selling point is they wash off with water. Even our oil-based formulas and our water-based formulas, everything washes off with water. You don't even need soap. It washes off of you, the sheets, any sort of fabric. You can use it on any toys or whatever. And everything just washes off with water. You don't even need soap.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. And I've noticed that as well, that you just hop in the shower, you know, afterwards, and you're good to go.
I call it the Goldilocks lubricant. It's just right in the middle, right? It lasts as long as you need it to, but washes off as easy as the stuff that kind of gets sticky. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
KY.
Yes.
But because I do creams last really long, but again, wash off with water.
But I don't get the sticky glue effect, which is what I hate.
Well, with the sticky gluey effect where you get with KY or wet,
yeah,
those lubricants, which are descended from KY, almost like surgical lubricants, exactly like surgical lubricants, those are meant for the female body. And the only reason that men or gay men or any men in particular use them is because they're condom safe, or they're safe to use with women, but they're not made for male physiology, and we don't self-lubricate like women do. It's not, it's meant to kickstart a natural process that women have. We don't have it. But we've been forced to use it because it's very popular, it's widespread, and it's latex safe. But
and
I found that you can have latex safe properties in other lubricants, which are creams, and we actually invented the first cream lubricant called, you won't believe, it's not boy butter.
Yeah.
And it's totally water-based,
yeah,
totally latex-safe, but I just add a little vitamin E and whip it up into a cream, and it's as safe as KY, but it will last as long as a silicone product. So it really is the Goldilocks.
Okay, we only have a couple minutes left, and there's so much I want to get to. If you've just joined us,
sure,
we're talking to Eyal Feldman. He is the creator of the fabulous Boy Butter, and I can't believe it's not Boy Butter. His official website where you can actually purchase Boy Butter is shoplube.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And the coupon code to use for 10% off for all Compete listeners is?
It's called Fresca, F-R-E-S-C-A. If you guys remember the soda Fresca, the soda,
yeah,
pop, it's spelled the same way, and Spanish for fresh. Fresca.
Perfect. Now, okay, here's the question. In a minute or less, can you tell me the craziest story that you've heard by customers using Boy Butter?
That's easy, sir. I've had this story, which has become urban legend at this point, where a gentleman, a gay gentleman like you or me, has his Boy Butter at home, and he has his parents over for the weekend. They come by while he's away. They spend the weekend there, have a great time. When he comes back the following Monday, he finds a note thanking him for everything, letting him use his apartment, and he opens up the refrigerator to find a tub of Boy Butter inside, and
oh,
he scratches his head. Why is it in here? So he takes it out, he opens it up, and he finds toast scrapings in there.
It's true.
And I've heard this joke in many forms since the very first year I've started, and it's hilarious, it's a funny joke, it's a cute story, and whether it's true or not, who cares?
What an unbelievably, I mean, really, what a unique, just wonderful all-around product that you have developed. And I didn't mean to turn this segment into an infomercial about your product, but I just personally, I love what you've made accessible to everyone. And it has really, really enhanced the quality of my intimate life, because before it was just uncomfortable for the reasons we discussed before. But
yeah, and for me too. And you know what? I created it. Necessity is the mother of invention. And there wasn't the right loop for me, and I decided to do it myself.
Well, you did a fine job. Very fine job, sir.
Thank you.
Well, that is actually all the time we had. There was so much more I wanted to get to. Would you come back on the show sometime so we can talk to you about your... you're somewhat of an athlete.
Yeah, I'm actually doing a marathon swim in about 4 weeks from Nevada to Arizona called Hoover Dam. This is a long swim, and I'm raising money for LGBT older adults and who I volunteer for. It's called SAGE, Services and Advocacy for Gay and Lesbian Elders. So, yeah, I would love to talk to that in length.
Perfect, and we would love to have you back maybe next week.
Great, I would love that.
Would that work? Okay, cool. All right, well, we've been speaking with Eyal Feldman. He is the owner, creator, the mastermind behind Boy Butter. You can log on to shoplube.com to purchase your very own Boy Butter. Be sure to use coupon code FRESCA for 10% off, and that is spelled FRESCA. Eyal, thank you very much for being on the show. I really appreciated it, and thank you so much for your product.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you guys have done.
Thanks, and we'll talk to you next week, right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right. Log on to CompeteRadio.com for news, information, hot topics, and more. We'll take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
This is Compete Radio. Radio.